There's a story about Mother Teresa who once visited a poor man in Melbourne, Australia. He was living in a basement room which was in a terrible state of neglect. There was no light in the room. He did not seem to have a friend in the world. So Mother Teresa started to clean and tidy the room. At first, the man protested, "Leave it alone. Is it all right as it is?" But she went ahead anyway. As she cleaned, she chatted with him. Under a pile of rubbish, she found an oil lamp covered with dust. She cleaned it and discovered that it was beautiful. And she said to him, "You have got a beautiful lamp here. How come you never lighted it?" "Why should I light it? No one ever comes to see me." "Will you promise to light it if one of my sisters comes to see you?" "Yes," he replied. "If I hear a human voice, I will light the lamp." Two of Mother Teresa's sisters began to visit him regularly. Things gradually improved for him. Every time the sisters came to visit him, he had the lamp lighted. Then one day, he said to them, "Sisters, I will be able to manage myself from now on. Do me a favor. Tell the first sister who came to see me that the light she lit in my life is still burning." My dear brothers and sisters, the light that God lit to announce the coming of His Son is still burning. The Magi followed the path of that great light and reached the cradle of Jesus. For the last 20 centuries, many have followed the footprints of the Magi. Today, Jesus stands as before us, declaring, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Today, the second day and the first Sunday of the new year 2022, we are celebrating the Epiphany of the Lord. Epiphany means the manifestation of Jesus. First to the three wise men from the east, and the manifestation of the Messiah to the whole world. So Jesus revealed himself to the three wise men who traveled from a foreign and non-Jewish nations. That signifies that the Messiah came for all people in the world and are called to give homage, honor, adore, and worship the Lord. They were called wise men who liked and studied the stars, and so a distinctive, unique, and new star over the city of Bethlehem. They were aware that the Messiah was coming for the Jews, a Jewish belief which intrigued them and searched for its truth. My dear brothers and sisters, the first lesson of this solemnity is that God uses familiar things for us to understand Him. In this case, God used a star to call the three wise men to manifest and make him known to all people. We also need to look for that star, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, in our brothers and sisters, in our daily experiences, and the words of others. So the celebration of the Epiphany is like a second Christmas. It is, in fact, the Christmas of the Eastern churches. It proclaims that the child Jesus belongs to and is given to the whole world as its Savior. When the Magi, the world brings to him its variety of gifts, its cultures, its different identities. And we here, like people from other nations, bring him the gift of ourselves, our faith, our fidelity, our love, as we meet him in prayer and in people, especially in the poorest. The second lesson of the solemnity is that the Magi prostrated themselves before the child Jesus. They placed their lives before the child in complete homage, surrender, and adoration. And this is a perfect example for all of us. If these wise men, all astrologers from a non-Jewish and distant land, could come, worship, and adore the baby Jesus with a deep and sincere manner, we too must do the same approach. Perhaps we could visit the tabernacle today, or prostrate in front of the crucifix at home, prayerfully like the Magi, or sincerely pray from the heart, adoring him with all humility and trust. Let us have a complete surrender to him with our lives. Third, the wise men brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh, these gifts presented to Jesus, the Lord and King, who would die to save all of us. The gold fit for a king. The frankincense, a burnt offering given only to God. And myrrh, used for the one who would die for the sake of others. So the adoration they gave is established in the truth of who this baby Jesus is. My dear brothers and sisters, we too must honor him, our Lord and Savior, in this threefold way, the proper way to adore Christ as King, as God, as the Messiah. So may the light shine upon us, guide us, and lead us to him, the star of our lives. Like the three wise men, let us prostrate, adore, and give all ourselves to Jesus, who died for our sake. Let us also bring our gifts to him, especially our true selves, prepared through the sacrament of reconciliation, and receive him sincerely in the sacrament of the Eucharist, in the communion, and be the light for others through our good words and deeds every day of our lives. So may all be light for others as Jesus, the star and light of our lives. So let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, I love you, I adore you, and I surrender all my life before you as my divine King and Savior. This is the day you manifested and made bright with your light. May you guide me as my life is only yours, and your light shine everywhere to all nations and all people of colors, cultures, races, and languages praise and respect you. May I always worship you and manifest it through my good words and deeds given to my brothers and sisters every day. Amen.